Words in the News from bbclearningenglish.com.
Burning rubbish skips blocked the way for traffic through Meir Shearim, the ultra-Orthodox Jewish religious neighbourhood of Jerusalem, overnight. The disturbances were small-scale, but briefly closed the main road to the city as well. The Israeli police made a few arrests and also deployed a water cannon, but for the most part they pulled back. The ultra-Orthodox were protesting over a decision by the Israeli government to build a new hospital casualty room on the site of some ancient graves. Archaeologists say the bones might well be pagan, but the Orthodox say they are Jewish and the graves are being desecrated. The protest seems to be over, the demonstrators accepting that the hospital project will now go ahead. Members of the Orthodox community did, however, deny reports that they had put a curse on the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Reports in the Israeli press said that the curse in question wasn't designed to inflict mortal injury, but rather would invoke only enough divine wrath to chop off the hands of those involved in disturbing the graves.